What do John McQuaid, John Francis, Mother Teresa, Henry David Thoreau, Eckhart Tolle, Susan Lamont, and Morpheus have in common? They know the value of silence, quiet, white space. I am Becca Lewis, and this is my mini Shift the Story podcast, and today it's all about the power of silence, listening, the need for quiet, and white space. Let's talk about white space first, because it was one of John McQuaid's videos that began this train of thought for me. John McQuaid is a teacher of design. It's no surprise to anyone that I love design, no matter what kind it is. After all, isn't this podcast about designing your life? Yes, it is. And in this podcast, we are exploring the need to use the power of silence, quiet, white space to design one that works, not just for you, but for everyone around you. Anyway, I was watching a video of John explain how necessary white space is within any graphic design. Without it, there is too much information and nothing registers. John Francis applied this need for white space or silence in his life by walking for 30 years and then choosing not to speak at all for 17 of those years. At first, it was a daily decision, then a yearly one. Instead of speaking, he listened. He created white space in his life so he could see what was important. Mother Teresa knew about white space. She said, "God is the friend of silence. See how nature, trees, flowers, grass grows in silence. See the stars, the moon, and the sun, how they move in silence." I imagine that Mother Teresa used the power of silence to find the compassion and fortitude to do the work that she did for so many years. And we all know that Thoreau took the need for white space, for quiet and silence, and turned it into a life well lived. We have to listen carefully to his words to hear the meaning behind them. Silence is the universal refuge, the sequel to dull discourses and all foolish acts, a balm to our every chagrin, as welcome after satiety as after disappointment. That background, which the painter may not daub, be he master or bungler, and which however awkward a figure may have made in the foreground, remains ever our inviolable asylum, where no indignity can assail, no personality can disturb us. We have a plethora of evidence that silence, quiet, contemplation is necessary, not just sort of necessary, but absolutely necessary for our mental and physical health. And yet, we still tell ourselves we don't have time for it. Instead, we are like a graphic design filled up so full there is not an ounce of white space in which to view what is actually going on, not just in our own lives, but in the world. To hear the truth, we have to be still. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Imagine a world where everyone stopped and listened. Imagine a world where when someone else is talking, we are not doing something else. We are not busy with something else. I have finally learned to go sit down and listen to my mother when we talk on the phone. Not putter around the house, not do my makeup, sit down and listen. I know to do that when I am coaching. I do nothing else but listen. But my mother, Sometimes the most important people in our lives get the short shrift. They get our filled up lives instead of a quiet, white space for them to be heard. Eckhart Tolle tells us, when you become aware of silence, immediately there is that state of inner, still alertness. You are present. You have stepped out of thousands of years of collective human conditioning. Don't we want to shift the story, step out of thousands of years of human conditioning? It begins by being quiet, silence, turn off the noise. unplug. So let me close with two unplug quotes. The first from novelist Ann Limit. Almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including you. And then Morpheus in The Matrix. Most people are not ready to be unplugged, and many of them are so inert and so hopelessly dependent on the system that they will fight to protect it. We aren't those people, are we? Let's unplug and prove it to ourselves. Choose silence. Choose to be quiet. Choose to create white space in your life. If you would like a little help unplugging, spend a coach session or two with me and we'll find the perfect way to create white space in your life. All the show notes, links to everyone I mentioned, and the quotes, plus how to find me are at theshift.com/podcast. And this is episode 102, or come to beccalewis.com to see more about what I write. Ready? Find the silence. It has so much to tell us about how and why to shift the story.